We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The best words in sports, game 7, and we waited till the cup was in the house. We waited for all the drama to get to the highest level that it possibly could before we unleashed Pierre Maguire, and here he is now, and he's going to be there tonight for a game 7 between the Blues and the Bruins in Boston. Pierre, welcome. How are you?
I'm excellent, Mike. Nice to chat with you. I'm sitting on the Boston Bruins bench in a frigid TD Bank North Garden here in Boston. So exciting times all around the city of Boston, around the hockey world right now.
All right, Pierre, Boston went back there and they won game six in decided fashion, scored on that 5-on-3 and then never looked back. They have showed in this series when they needed to mean business, they meant business. Now game seven, I would think, and this is just me in any sport, I would think if I were the Blues coach, who's done an incredible job, I would say, listen, we've got to get through this first period. We are going to get attacked. We are going to get thunder. We are going to be like, we're going to have to batten down the hatches. But if we can get through this first period even, we're going to win this game. And that's what I would tell my team. How bad do you think it's going to be early for them in this game?
Well, they've been telling their team that right from the start of the playoffs, Mike. They won 3 games in Winnipeg in round 1, which is an unbelievably difficult place to play. They went into the Dallas series and were able to win a huge game 6 in Dallas, forcing a game 7 back in St. Louis that they won in double overtime. They've had experience going into San Jose and getting pile driven in game 1 and then coming back and winning game 2. So their road record is impeccable. I would tell them the same thing you just said, and I believe Craig Berube has been doing that, the head coach of the St. Louis Blues, the whole playoff. The biggest thing, if Boston scores early, Mike, it allows them to evolve with their game plan, and that's going to be a problem for St. Louis. So it's really important to do, if you're the Blues, what you just said, and that's to hang really tough and tight in the first period.
Pierre, who's got the better goaltender?
Oh, I think Boston, Tuukka Rask,
okay,
this playoff season. He's the better
player, right? Okay.
The numbers back it up. I mean, he's got the best goals against average, the best save percentage, and right now he's tied with the most wins. Jordan Binnington's got 15. He's the goalie for St. Louis, and Rask has 15.
All right, so right now they got an edge there. Is their overall squad edge significant in between these two teams? Are the Blues a Cinderella, or can they physically play with the Bruins in this game?
They're not Cinderella at all. They can physically play with any team in the league. The problem is the Bruins are a little quicker, and the Bruins have a little bit more skill, and the Bruins have a plethora of more experience, Mike. That's a problem. There are 5 players from this team playing for Boston that played in 2011 in a game 7 that they won in Vancouver in a shutout to win the Stanley Cup. There's a bunch more that played in 2013. That are on this Bruins team. So a lot of these guys have been through what it takes to win the Stanley Cup. On the St. Louis side of things, they've got 1 player, Oscar Sundquist, who was an extra guy with the Pittsburgh Penguins and never played in the playoffs. So that's the difference. They have virtually no Stanley Cup winning experience in St. Louis, whereas the Bruins have a wealth of it, which makes a huge difference going into a game like this.
All right. Let me ask you this way. If the Blues won game 7, what did they do tonight to win game 7?
Jordan Binnington was really good early on, and he proved that in game 5, where he made 17 saves in the first period, and they won game 5. So he's proven that he can do it here. So he'll have to be exceptional. They established their physical game early on in game number 7. That means they got pucks in deep and they went after the Bruins defense and they didn't take penalties. If they take more than 3 penalties in this game, Mike, I don't believe they'll win. So they'll take 3 penalties or less. That'll be the storyline if St. Louis wins.
The greatest strength Boston has tonight is what?
depth down the middle. They've got an amazing array of depth with Patrice Bergeron, David Krejci, Charlie Coyle, and Sean Corrali, four elite center icemen. Never number your centermen, because one night your fourth could be your first and your first could be your fourth. That's how deep they are. So they've got an edge there. They've also got an edge in terms of puck moving on the back end. Every one of their tandems has an elite puck mover. Charlie McAvoy was at Anochara. McAvoy,
you know, he's a Long Beach kid. You know, I grew up with that family. We were on the same school bus. They lived about a quarter mile from me. That family, I know the McAvoy family since I was a little boy, and my younger brother. Kevin McAvoy was one of his best friends growing up, and I know the family he comes from. I don't know him personally, but I know the family he comes from very, very well.
Well, you would want to know him, Mike. He's a super elite young man, and he's an unbelievable talent. He's going to be a superstar in this league, but he's one of their elite puck movers. Then they have Torrey Krug, a young man who played at Michigan State, and then they've got Matt Grizzly coming back into the lineup, who got hurt in game two. He went to Boston University and was actually partners with Charlie McAvoy there, so he'll be in the third tandem. So every one of their tandems, Mike, has an elite puck mover, and because of that, they're very, very difficult to forecheck.
The key guy for the Blues, if there's one player that you single out, doesn't have to be their biggest star, maybe it's somebody you think makes a difference, who's the intangible guy? Who's the guy that has to come up big tonight, for other than the goalie, of course, for the Blues?
Ryan O'Reilly, he's got to be their best player. He's a center iceman. He's had a tremendous playoff to date. He's got four goals in his last three games in this series. He's been dominant throughout other facets or other parts of the playoffs in all facets of the game. So he's got to be the one guy, I think, that can stabilize the game. He's tremendous on faceoffs. He'll play close to 21, 22 minutes. So that's the guy that really has to step up for the Blues, I believe.
We're talking with Pierre McGuire, Game 7 tonight, St. Louis and Boston in Boston. The Bruins went back and won Game 6 in decided fashion against the Blues. Now Game 7 tonight in a town which has gotten very, very used to winning championships, that's for sure. I mean, they've got their run of championships has been just insane there. They also, I'm sure, a little emotional because of all the big poppy stuff in that town, as popular as he is too, so that's another issue in that town right now, and that spills over, I think, to all their teams with him, and so it's an emotional city to begin with from that standpoint, and a city that's used to winning, so the Blues have to deal with all that this evening. Tell me this, Pierre, what has Berube done to take over a bad team, get him hot, and get him through all this? What magic has he sprinkled on that squad?
Well, first of all, if you know him, he was a tough guy when he played.
Yeah. He was a tough guy, right?
Oh, yeah, he was really tough. Yeah. And he's got his team playing tough, number one. So they've created a tough guy identity. Not a dirty identity, but a tough guy identity. He's got four lines playing, which a lot of teams in the league would love to have. The biggest thing, though, he's created roles for players. The players have accepted their role. Here's an example of that. Alexander Steen, for the most of his career, has been a first or second line player in the National Hockey League. When Berube took over, he says, you're not going to play in the first or second line. I'm moving you to the fourth. If you can't handle it, we'll have to deal with it. And Steen said, not a problem, coach. I'm there. Their fourth line has become one of the best lines in the league, in the playoff season anyways. And Steen has been a huge part of that. So he's created roles for all his players, and he's got his players believing. But the one thing, Mike, I can tell you, and this is probably for all pro sports in particular, the players trust the message, and they really believe in the messenger. So that's been something, those two things. They trust the message, and they believe in the messenger. They really, I'm telling you, Mike, it's made a huge difference here for this team, huge.
It's human nature to think that an underdog team like St. Louis went home up 3-2 and had a chance to close it and didn't get it done, that this is going to be, that makes this a very tall order tonight. Can you see past that and see why the Blues are better than that?
Well, just because I've been with them most of the playoff, Mike, and I've seen what they've been able to do on the road in big moments. Their Game 5 performance in San Jose was off the charts good. It wasn't a little bit good. It was off the charts good, and that was a very good San Jose team. Their game five performance in Winnipeg in the first round was crazy good. Their performance in Dallas over the course of their seven game series with Dallas was great. So I've seen them on the road, Mike, and I've seen how good they can be. And they play a different style, Mike. They play a smarter style on the road than they do at home. It's more simplistic, but they bend, but they don't break, Mike, when they're on the road. And I think that's something that could cause some problems for the Bruins if the Bruins don't get off to a good start. If the Bruins get off to a good start, I think it's a huge problem for St. Louis. Huge.
Listen, you've seen these teams win on the road. You've seen them in all in this series, you've seen them win on the road. In the NBA Finals, the road teams won 4 out of 5. But when you get to Game 7, everyone knows the home team has an edge in Game 7. Statistically, it's proven.
Yep.
In every
yep.
way, the numbers show it in every sport. The team has an edge at home in Game 7. Do you think that that's true tonight? Or do you think that way from this? Or do you think that there's been enough winning on the road in this series that even Game 7 doesn't matter?
No, I think the Bruins have an edge going into Game 7, but the edge only lasts until the first puck drop. And then you have to see how it plays out. But the one thing I would say about Boston, the winning advantage they've had over the years in terms of understanding what it takes to win the Cup with all the players that they've had that have won the Cup, makes a difference going into this game. They won't be distracted. And I think that's an important part of this. So, yeah, home ice will matter for the Bruins for sure.
Can the Blues win this game from behind, or do they have to be in front to win it?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if they won it from behind. I would be shocked because Boston's got this unbelievable ability to clamp down a game. And Tuukka Rask, with the way he's playing in goal, I believe if Boston wins, Tuukka Rask will be the Conn Smythe Trophy winner as a playoff MVP. So that just shows you how well he's played the whole playoff. So I think it'd be very, very difficult for St. Louis. If they fell behind by one, I think they got a shot. They fall behind by two, I don't think they have a shot.
And it's amazing when you see these guys in this sport play hurt. I mean, it really is remarkable. I mean, you know, we see it in other sports. And I'm not saying Durant's going to come back from having an Achilles tendon snap. I mean, he just had surgery today. But it's amazing how these hockey players come back and play with these injuries. It is remarkable.
My legendary partner, who I've worked with for 14 years, Doc Emmerich, he has the best line of all, the carnage factor that accumulates over the course of a run to the Stanley Cup. And the carnage factor in this series in particular has been massive. There are three players that missed St. Louis's skate yesterday, and I'm sure they're going to say, oh, don't overread or don't overreact. Those are due to injuries. That's why those guys didn't skate. We have one guy playing in this series that broke his jaws.
Absolutely. I mean, a guy's playing with a broken jaw. I mean, it's amazing how tough these guys are.
Yeah. It really is, Mike. It really is. And it makes you proud to be part of the league because it's something that I've known for 31 years of my adult life, and it doesn't change. It's always been that way in this league. And guys really care. They care. They're not playing for the money, these guys, right now. They're playing to win the Cup, Mike. That's just the reality.
I believe that.
Sure, there's money at the end, you know, with endorsements and things like that. They're winning. They want their name on the Cup. That's why these guys are going through all this. And this is a rough, bumpy ride for anybody that's been involved in it. And it's almost over.
How improbable has this Blue? Can you compare this Blues run to any recent run by another team?
I think I'd probably have to go back to, believe it or not, probably back to the 1993 Montreal Canadiens, who won 10 games in overtime with Patrick Roy on goal, which is something that, you know, has never happened and probably will never happen again. The fact that the Blues are in a Game 7, if you consider where they were January the 1st, they were the last place team in the league. They were 31st.
Remarkable.
it's
remarkable. It really is.
So, yeah, but to think that they're here in a Game 7 is just phenomenal. And you know what, Mike? Their fans deserve a ton of credit. That city has been electrifying every time I've been in there, and I've been there for almost 2 months now.
It's amazing. I mean, their story is unbelievable. It really is, to be as bad as they were and then come on and play as well as they have all the way to now the final game of the season is remarkable. It really is. It's a great story.
Yeah, it really has been, Mike. It's been a ton of fun to watch and follow. And again, you touched on it earlier, and I think appropriately so. Craig Berube, the head coach, has just done a magnificent job with the group. He really has.
And that was a guy. That was an unusual pick, right? I mean, that was when they picked him, it was kind of surprising, right?
Well, he was the assistant coach to Mike Yeo. He had head coaching experience in the NHL with the Philadelphia Flyers. It didn't go great. It didn't go poorly. It just was okay. His experience in the American Hockey League working with Philly's farm team was very strong. But a lot of people thought he was just going to be a filler for the rest of the year, and then they were going to go out and have a big search. Well, there'll be no more search. He'll be the head coach of the St. Louis Blues at the end of this season going forward.
Absolutely. Will you be surprised if the Blues win tonight, Pierre?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Has it been a good? Have you enjoyed this series? Has it been a in your mind? Has it been a great series?
It's been a phenomenal series, Mike. It's been one of the best series I've been around. You'd have to go back probably to 2011 with Vancouver and Boston. That was an amazing series, a coast-to-coast series. 2009, Pittsburgh and Detroit was a seven-gamer. That was an awesome series. And 2006, Carolina-Edmonton was a seven-gamer. But I would say this one's right up there with some of the best. You know, Mike, as a kid growing up, and I know you got the great Yankee stories and Giants stories, my team with the Montreal Canadiens, the 71 final, Montreal-Chicago, Game 7, probably the best Game 7 I've ever seen. It was just an unbelievable. Chicago had a 2-0 lead in old Chicago Stadium. Jacques Lemaire scored from center ice. Tony Esposito, Henri Richard scored two goals. Bobby Hull hit the crossbar when it was 2-0. Jim Pappin got robbed by Kenny Dryden. It was one of the best Game 7s I've ever seen in my career.
Well, hopefully you get a good one tonight. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see it. I've watched a lot of this series. I really have because I wanted to see the story of the Blues. I also wanted to see McAvoy play once I realized, you know, how big a part of this team you. I didn't even realize he was a big part of this team, to be honest with you. And then I read about it, and I'm like, wow, you know, I had to look and see if he was related. I said, yeah, look who he is, you know, because his family was the, you know, we grew up right near him, and his family had the big plumbing business in the town in Long Beach. That was their business. His grandfather and they were all in the plumbing business.
Well, I can just tell you this: as great a hockey player as he is, he's a much better person. He's a phenomenal person. He does so many good things in the community. He's been great around the dressing room. He's only 21 years of age. You know, he played at Boston University. He's already won a World Junior gold medal playing for the United States in Montreal against Canada. He's an outstanding player. I see a Norris Trophy in his future. He's just that kind of a player and that kind of a person.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, enjoy tonight, Pierre. Thanks.
Oh, great being with you, Mike. Thanks a lot. Enjoy Game 7, everybody.
All right, everybody will. Game 7 tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.